You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is. Just like turn it more.
Hello.
Yeah, no, it's on. For sure.
Okay.
I promise.
So it is our last show.
Ever. Which is literally so sad, and I'm probably going to cry at the end. But
4 years later. We started this our first semester of freshman year.
We did.
And we thought, why not? Because we were both into media. And what's nice about Lafayette College is it's a small school, so there are only so many kids to fill the spots. And there were open spots for freshmen. And we got on board. And we said, we'll do a show on issues. And thus became You've Got Issues.
I'll never forget that. We were on the quad for the activities fair, and I already signed up for like three other things, and Hannah was like, look, there's the radio booth, like, let's go sign up. And I was like, Hannah, like, both of us just signed up for so much already. And then she's like, let's just do a show. And I was like, all right, like, let's do it. And then we started this, and we did it 7 out of 8 this semester is because we were abroad, but every semester we were here, we did it. It's just crazy how time flies. But the show's going to be a little short today because I have to leave at 6:30. But we basically just wanted to go over some memories with you guys. Any last-minute calls? It's your last time.
Yeah, after this, I'm going to have to start charging people for my advice. Need to make money somehow post-grad.
Actually, though.
Life. So go over some of our favorite memories or why we have loved doing this for 4 years.
I don't know. I have always looked forward to this. Like, on my whatever day, that was not English. No matter what day it was, because it changed every single semester, I was just always looking forward to it. It's just a time where you can, like, we love talking just chill out. And we have like so many funny memories, like from the different calls we've gotten over the years. I mean, definitely the number one thing I remember was our first show freshman year, when like obviously like we just got out of high school. We told all of our high school friends about it, and we had over 150 calls just from that episode. Obviously, we did not answer 150 calls, but our phone was blowing up, and yeah, it was the craziest thing. It was so funny, like the calls we were getting. But yeah, that was definitely, that's one of my favorite memories for sure, that first night that we did this.
Yeah. What I love about this is, like most of you guys probably don't know, Aiden and I don't really talk before the show about what we are going to cover. We just kind of both come in with different things that we want to talk about. And I love when we like cross over on one topic that we both found interesting, can just go back and forth about it. And then I also love hearing what Aiden brings to the table and learning about that. And I think it's just always been like a way for us to catch up every week and be like, so how was your week? And like sort of private but very public setting.
I also feel like obviously as the years have gone by and I really cannot talk today. As the years have gone by in college, like both Hannah and I have been getting like busier and busier, like more involved with stuff, like especially like last semester, it was my hardest academic semester by far, but it was always like so nice obviously to come and like talk to you about all this stuff. And my parents always joke that if I don't, because I don't have a job yet, if I don't get a job, Hannah and I can always do this as like a side gig and start a podcast,
get some ad revenue.
That'd be so funny. But yeah.
And we have no, we're just living life the same time you guys are. And we're obviously not professionals, and we have always made that clear when we are answering people's advice, especially when it does become serious. But we just try to our best to give what we know.
Yep, for sure. Do you remember when the
I know what you're about to say.
The Northampton County Jail called us.
Oh, yes.
So I forget what year it was. I think it was sophomore year.
It might have been freshman.
Really? I remember when they called, when it wasn't like, I feel like freshman year, every single episode was like, caller, 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 caller. And then it was a time where it like was a little died down.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about something and then we just got it out of nowhere. Definitely.
And we both gave each other a look like,
it was so crazy. Honestly, they might be still listening now. But basically, it was either freshman or sophomore year. It was
one of our most fun moments.
The Northampton County Jail called us and said that the people running the jail allowed them to listen to our radio show every week, which is just so crazy. But I thought it was a prank call, but it was literally like the phone call started with, you are getting a call from Northampton, like the actual thing.
Yeah. And after that, they tried calling us again, but I guess after you get a call through once, then it starts charging. And
it's also probably a minutes thing. Like, you get, like, a minute on the phone, I'm assuming.
Like, and WJRH is not funding that, so.
So crazy.
We couldn't take the call, but.
And then.
You're listening. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hi, thanks for calling.
I remember, was thinking of the girl.
I was just going to say that, too. Do you want to explain it?
I don't even, like, know, but this girl, still to this day have no idea who she is. I mean, usually we know who the callers are.
Yep.
And she was, like, was it with her boyfriend?
Yeah, so this girl, like Hannah and I said before, we usually got calls all the time. This is another time where it was really kind of died down a little bit. I think it was probably second semester freshman year.
Yeah.
And, this girl just calls us, like, hysterically crying, saying that, like, her best friend cheated on, her boyfriend cheated on her with her best friend. And we thought it was, like, a prank call, like, went along with it, whatever. But she called 3 weeks in a row, like, kept calling back and, like, actually asking us for help. And then she said she went to University of Arizona. So then I was like, how are you finding us? Like, it was weird.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming she goes here. But I don't know.
Although, now that I think about it, freshman year, I did have a friend that went to University.
Yeah, but, like, do you think one of her friends would actually make that up for 3 continuous weeks?
I don't know.
Like, she was on the phone with us for 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long call.
Like, all the weeks were. And then she's like, do you remember me? And we're like, yeah.
We remember you.
But, yeah, that was so crazy. That was a funny call, too.
And then we have had just a lot of ridiculous calls, which have ranged from I'm in love with my roommate.
Oh my gosh, I just remembered another one, the finish.
To stuff that we've had to basically just, we can dump parts of the radio show so it doesn't actually air. And there's been a lot of those because it has just gotten so ridiculous at times.
Mm-hmm. Remember that guy? Again, this is another one that I don't know if it's fake or not. He calls us and was like, I live in the woods. I don't even know who's running for president.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And we were like, what? And he's like, yeah, I literally live in a cabin in the woods. I'm like, how do you have a cell phone? Like, it was so weird. He's like, I haven't read a newspaper in months.
Yeah, that was really weird.
That was so crazy.
It's like, it's hard because sometimes around here, I feel like you can really be in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. But that was a weird call.
And then also, we've had a few moms, I feel like, have called in with advice.
For sure.
Like, moms who have passed through the area and I guess have heard our show and been like, oh, let me call in and ask about my son or something.
Yeah, we definitely also got a few callers of moms, anyone, that were driving through the area and were, like, clicking through the radio and came across it and, like, calling us from their car. Like, that's happened, like, that happened 2 times, I think. Yeah. Really funny. But, yeah, I forgot about that Woods guy. He was like, yeah, who's running for president? And this was sophomore year fall, and we were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, it must have been fake.
But that was so, that was a weird call.
But the thing is that some people come on, and you're like, okay, we know you're kidding. But other people come on, and we're like, okay, this is, like, really serious.
Exactly.
I
so
just
weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, other weird
what I love about doing this show is when random people do call in, I feel like I can give my honest advice because, you know, like, sometimes when I'm talking to my friends about their issues, I don't want to make them upset, but here I'm just like, well, I don't know you, here is my honest advice. And I think that if you give more honest advice, it could be a better world.
For sure. For sure. So if you guys have any questions for Hannah and I, last 15 minutes, 610-330-5316. Feel free to call in.
Call in to us.
So crazy, though. Oh, we also have had a number of guest speakers.
Yes, we have.
We have. First comes to mind is your friend, the political guy.
Yeah.
And then we also had our friend come in.
We've tried to have guys on because I feel like it's a lot of girl talk sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to get their opinion. And also just like when they specialize in a certain thing.
Yep.
That's really fun to talk about.
For sure. Sorry, my voice keeps cracking. I don't know why. But our friend Kevin came junior year fall.
Yeah.
And he rapped.
I forgot. Do you remember about that? Kevin coming on.
Yeah. That
was
funny.
Fun.
That was funny.
And Alex Patisi.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We've had many.
I wouldn't say many. I would say like 4 or 5.
Yeah, and Chris.
And Chris.
And oh my gosh, remember freshman year when I wasn't here for one of the shows and Emily came on for me?
Yeah.
And I called in from it and I was like, hi guys. Oh my gosh, so funny.
We've tried to mix it up a bit, you know, keep things interesting.
We have, for sure. I think we're one of the only talk shows actually on WJRH. Most of them are music oriented. People play the music they want to play.
But maybe they chime in with a few words in between.
But ours is like full blown talk show whole time. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what other things that we've...
I mean, it's just been cool having a radio show and...
So cool.
Being able to talk about it on interviews and to your family and friends. And also, it's been a great way for our family members to tune into our lives a bit and get updated on what's going on.
For sure.
For
all the past interviews I've had for internships, the first thing when they get to like my experience on the resume, they're like, you've got issues? And then I go into it, but it's like definitely such a conversation starter with people.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to talk about.
And
learning how to use like radio systems.
Yeah.
Because radio isn't as big as it used to be. We all know that. But it's still cool.
Yeah.
It's like the live podcast. I mean, what our show is.
Yep. It is.
There's no editing. What happens here happens.
Yep. I love podcasts, though.
Yeah.
I need to start listening to them again.
What podcast would you recommend to our listeners to tune into now that they can't listen to us?
S-Town is my favorite podcast by far. Have you listened to it?
No, what is it?
So I haven't listened to it in a while, and I never finished it, actually. But it's made by the producers of This American Life, and it follows the story of, like, this guy who lives in Alabama, and he ends up passing away, but he has all these people in his life that have, like, affected, like, the town that he lives in. It's like this murder mystery crime. I don't think it's murder, but it's a crime podcast for sure. And it's very interesting, very creepy, but also very sad. And I listened to it. I started listening to it a few years ago, but there's many episodes and I haven't finished. But I have to finish listening to it. How about you?
So I like to listen to podcasts that talk about, like, how businesses started or how someone made it.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen a lot to How I Built This with Guy Raz. He just gets all, it's an NPR podcast.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people have been talking about it. Actually, Jimmy Fallon just brought it up on his show. And he has all the top companies, like, owners come on and talk about how they built their company. I've listened to Boss Files with Poppy Harlow, which is more about women in business. And Long Story Short with Bobby Brown. Just, it's all about, like, getting to know people and how they got to where they are now.
For sure.
And then when I'm trying to be, you know, zen and find myself and get some general life advice, Oprah's Super Soul Conversations, I definitely recommend for that.
Oh, really?
Oprah's voice overall is just very relaxing to listen to.
But she's awesome. You can
learn a lot from, I mean, from a journalism perspective, how she interviews, how she makes people feel comfortable, how she bounces off one topic and brings up another.
Yep.
And then she brings on guests that, like, a lot of times you may have not heard of, but they've done something big. And we have a caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
You should recognize my voice, but I just wanted to call one last time to let you know that I'm feeling lonely right now.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably because I'm getting older.
It's hard getting old.
Yeah, I mentioned last week that I've been finding occasional gray hair, even though my usual hair color is black, but I don't even know what else is getting into me, but just...
I mean, we're all aging in different ways. Like, I feel like sometimes I find wrinkles on my skin or more age spots, and every year it gets worse, which stinks. But that's life, and I think the best thing you can do is just take it in and find the joy of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least I'm still in my 20s, but it's just scary how fast time is flying.
Yeah.
It is, for sure.
And also, I'm going to miss listening into this talk show live.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's the end of an era. We'll miss being on it.
We will, for sure.
So yeah, I wish I could have known about this talk show for as long as it was around, but I just discovered it, like, in the beginning of this past semester.
Mm-hmm. So, well, glad you found it, though.
Yeah, it was personally a pleasure to call in from different topics from being abroad and having issue of seeing vomit all the time to Snapchat social disaster and some random unrelated things. So
happy you found it.
Thanks for taking my phone calls this past two semesters.
Of course. Thank you so much for calling in. You are our biggest caller.
Yeah, just the next time I'll have to send you private messages. The next time considering that some of the issues I have, I would rather keep it private. So probably either way. So I guess I'll see you in private messaging then.
Okay, sounds good.
Sure.
Thanks so much for calling.
Sure.
Bye.
Very nice.
Okay. Did that hang up officially?
It did.
I feel like I hear the staff. Sorry. I don't know.
Yes. What time is it? 2 minutes until I have to go.
Yeah. So we just wanted to thank you all for the calls over the years. We've really enjoyed it. It's been such a fun experience. Definitely the thing that I feel like I've been most consistent with doing on this campus.
And I feel like also, actually, no, not true. Well, it has been consistent, but not like the most consistent, I feel like. For me.
Yeah. Well, you have like cadence.
Yeah, I was thinking cadence because that's just the time commitment's crazy.
Yeah. But it's an hour a week usually when we are like free, which has not been easy this semester.
Yeah.
For whatever reasons. So it's just been such a great time. Aiden, thanks for being the best co-host
ever. You too, Han. Oh my God, I'm going to get emotional. I have a question. So just say, what's your biggest piece of advice to Laffey College undergrads that are listening?
So if you are listening and you're an undergrad at Lafayette, I would recommend just definitely trying to meet as many people as you can. Get involved in as much as you can, because I feel like now that I'm a senior, I'm like, oh, I wish I did this, wish I did that. Even if you're alone when you're doing it, you will make friends while you're there. Do it for yourself. And don't let your parents pressure you.
I think I would say just like really enjoy everything that you're doing, like every single day. And I know it's hard sometimes to not be stressed out, because obviously in Lafayette, it's an amazing school. Like, school is very hard here. Like, you're going to get overwhelmed sometimes and very stressed out. But my mom texted me the other day when I was driving to Lafayette for the first time on move-in day freshman year. She was like, don't blink because it's going to go by so quickly. And I was like, yeah. And everybody says that. And everyone that you'll talk to that loves college will say it's the best 4 years of your life, but like, enjoy it while it's happening. And like, I feel like all throughout the 4 years, I was always like, okay, like, we got it. Like, I don't want to hear it. But, like, now we're less than 3 weeks away from graduating, and it's like really hitting home. Like, really just enjoy like every single day here. It goes by so quickly. And I know I'm going to miss it so much. I'm going to miss the radio so much. I'm going to miss seeing you so much.
I know. We're going to have to figure out our, at least for me, like my journalism media outlet.
Yeah.
Somehow.
For sure. Okay, guys. I think that's one it.
Final time, Aiden.
This we is got so crazy. It. Oh, my God. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for everything. And I won't see you soon. I usually say that. I usually say we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
This is so depressing. Okay, guys. Thanks so much for everything. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Dari.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Bye, everyone.
Night.
Just like that, and I can leave just as fast. But you